2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a warning from the bond market sent the Dow Jones Industrial Average into a tailspin. The Dow sank 800 points after the bond market signaled a possible recession for the first time since 2007. I'm Maria Chaleos.
Second, a heavily armed gunman continues to fire rounds in an active shooter situation in Philadelphia. At least six officers have been shot. Their conditions remain unknown. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever.
6 South is closed between 200 and 400 East. 3rd East is also closed from 500 to 700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We continue to see above normal temperatures and plenty of sunshine. I'm Kevin Eubank.
93 degrees in Salt Lake now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger, and we have breaking news out of Philadelphia, where five police officers were shot. Sources tell ABC News a suspect is barricaded inside a home. That audio courtesy of Broadcastify. Sources say the officers suffered non-life-threatening injuries during a shootout with the suspect.
I'm still ringing off. Give me SWAT ASAP. Long gun.
About a dozen officers were seen taking cover behind cars as other officials surrounded a home with guns drawn. The ATF confirming to ABC News that its agency is assisting police. Stock market meltdown. Fears over a possible recession prompt the worst day on Wall Street so far this year.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was in a near free fall and finished down 800 points, losing 3% of its value as investors worry about the president's trade war with China and a warning sign from the bond market. It's called the inverted yield curve. It involves interest rates on treasury notes. J.J. Keenahan from TD Ameritrade explains.
The two-year is paying a higher yield than the 10-year, which is, you know, normally the longer you pay interest on money, the higher the rate you have to pay. But this has switched around.
Last time it happened, it signaled a recession was coming. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
A friend of the Dayton mass shooter appears in court.
Attorney Nick Gannaris is representing Ethan Colley, who's accused of helping the gunman get an accessory for the rifle used in the Dayton mass shooting, as well as body armor. Colley remains behind bars, but Gannaris is hoping he'll be released from custody by the judge as soon as tomorrow.
You know, he played no part in what the shooter did, which is senseless.
But U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman says prosecutors prefer Colley remain in custody. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa defending his call for a ban on all abortions. He asked whether there would be any population in the world left if it weren't for births due to rape or incest. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth, and we're going to head back to Philadelphia, where at least one heavily armed gunman is holed up in a residential neighborhood. Six police officers have been shot this afternoon. Action News in Philadelphia is reporting police were serving a warrant when the gunfire broke out, and it's led to chaos. Nearby Temple University is on lockdown. SWAT teams are on hot standby. Counterterrorism forces are nearby. Let's listen. This is live. Action News in Philadelphia.
Because
they've
it's
rushed
typically
into the patrol car,
right, the patrol and, officers and who taking, were first line of defense.
And taking to the hospital as more reinforcements come in, more armed artillery reinforcements come in, the SWAT team members, the ATF, heavy artillery equipment coming in, converging in this neighborhood. And take a look at all of those cruisers as police, again, arrived in full force, an army of officers with their guns drawn, trying to bring some safety and peace back into this community of Tioga Nicetown.
Let's go to Action News' Sarah Blomquist covering this along with us on this afternoon. Sarah, live in the newsroom with more from there. Sarah.
Yeah, we've been monitoring it here in the newsroom, our assignment desk, working to gather as much information as we can as it's coming in this evening. We're coming up close to 2 hours now that this has been unfolding here in the Tioga Nicetown section of Philadelphia. Our understanding at the moment was this began with a warrant service, possibly a narcotics warrant here in the 3700 block of North 15. 14th Street. It rapidly escalated with shots being fired. One officer after another, the reports came in that they had suffered gunshot wounds. At the moment, that tally up to six Philadelphia police officers suffering gunshot wounds in the last 2 hours here in the 3700 block of North 15th Street. All these officers were responded here at the scene. Of course, they're concerned for their colleagues. You can see in this video here of them lined up, and they want them to move back at this point. There have been so many shots fired that they want some of those uniformed officers
move back. It's an active situation in Philadelphia that we continue to follow. This is in the Tioga Nicetown section of Philly, about 8 miles from the Liberty Bell. KSL News Time 420. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
If you're making your way southbound on I-15, you're going to see the usual slowing between 2100 and 90th South. Northbound I-15 also a little bogged down. Draper up to Midville. The South Belt, it's backed up as usual. This is eastbound Redwood Road to I-15 and spots of heavy and slow traffic scattered westbound on the 21st South Freeway, Redwood Road to Magna. Michelle?
Well, we have solid delays 5600 West between Salt Lake, West Valley, Bangor Highway filling in more delays approaching the 201 Freeway both directions. And again, in South Jordan. Minor delays southbound by 15 between SR 92 and 2100 North Lehigh. Steve?
And apparently those traffic lights are still out, affecting traffic in all directions at Wasatch Drive and Mario Capecchi. Northbound I-15 under the speed limit now from downtown up to the north interchange. Then you have Davis County delays from Kaysville up to Hill Air Force Base. Southbound side slow, Roy to Clearfield. And if you're on northbound 89, got the usual slowdowns in Fruit Heights, Maine to 200 North, and from SR 193 up to I-84. Snowbird's annual Oktoberfest is here. Enjoy classic German food and music every Saturday and Sunday, including Labor Day through October 20th. Get all the details at snowbird.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, the 7 day forecast. And look who's back, Kevin Eubank. Hi.
Hey, Jeff, how are you today?
Doing all right.
Hey, beautiful day out there. Tons of sunshine here at highs along the Wasatch Front, mid-90s, southern Utah. Pretty hot, 105 to 106 down in St. George, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Tonight, a beautiful, nearly full moon. It's called the Sturgeon Moon, named for the sturgeon fish that were often plentiful in the rivers this time of the year. So you'll get a chance to see it tonight. 66 for the low, 96 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. A weak little front nudges across the area on Friday, Jeff. It'll knock temperatures down about 5 degrees, down into the low 90s. It's still a little bit above normal for this time of the year. We'll stay in those low 90s all the way through the weekend with sunshine.
This is just right for the end of August, pretty much.
It's pretty typical, yeah. A little hot for St. George in southern Utah, but otherwise pretty normal.
All right, 93 degrees in Salt Lake. Thank you, Kevin. KSL News Time, 423.
Hi, I'm Tom Shane. Engagement rings with a classic look will never go out of style. Classic rings have clean lines that give them a simple elegance. Shane Company has the state's largest selection of exclusive engagement rings in every price range, whether classic or contemporary. Choose a unique yet timeless ring in platinum, 14-karat white gold, yellow gold, or our signature shade of rose gold. The simplicity of the classic design will make your center stone look larger than life. Select from thousands of hand-picked natural diamonds, rubies, or sapphires. We have them in every shape, from traditional round or oval to trending emerald cut and pear shape. With our direct sourcing, you'll get the most beautiful engagement ring with a breathtaking center stone at the best price in town. Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit Shane Company.
Hey guys, have you been hearing about low T and testosterone therapy? Testosterone is the cornerstone of a man's health. After age 30, we may lose about 2% of our testosterone each year. This causes us to lose energy, get fatter, lose sex drive, and disrupts our sleep. We think we are just getting old when that feeling is really caused by low T. Universal Men's Clinic has local medical providers specializing in restoring your testosterone. We have had success with many patients.
Our medical staff will monitor every step of your progress, evaluating your blood levels and symptoms. Within a few weeks, many patients have reported more natural energy and a better sex drive. Within a few months, many active patients report stronger bodies and the physical performance of their younger days.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Have you been trying to finish your basement, but you can't get an electrician to call you back? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and being your own contractor is hard. It can be frustrating trying to set up a time to meet with subs, get them to send you bids, get a hold of them to answer your questions. It can even be difficult trying to get them to come back and do the work. Trust me, I've been there. Here's the good news. Any Hour Services has an entire electrical install department, and they're a great resource to do the electrical part of finishing your basement. Once your basement's framed, call and schedule a time to meet with one of our electricians. Let them know what you need done, and most of the time, they'll be able to give you a price right then and there. The visit's free, and if you mention this radio ad, they'll give you $150 off each room you have on wire. So if you have two bedrooms, a bathroom, and a living room, that'd be four rooms, and you could save $600, money you could probably spend on the other parts of finishing your basement. For more details or to schedule an appointment, you can message us on Facebook, DM us on Instagram, or call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300, Any Hour Services. Or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL News Radio. Chaos on Wall Street today. All the major indices tanked after the bond market flashed a warning sign about a possible recession. Long-term interest rates fell lower than short-term interest rates. It's called an inverted yield curve, and Wall Street considers it a warning that a recession might be around the corner. So the Dow plunged 800 points today. The S&P 500 fell 85. The NASDAQ Composite lost 242 points. Utah-based Podium is once again on the Inc. 500 fastest-growing private companies list. Podium is a cloud computing company that helps businesses with customer service. The Lehigh software company ranks number 52 on the list. It was 13th last year. KSL Drives Volkswagen is still trying to win back lost customers who fell away during the diesel emissions scandal. The company is updating each of its models for 2020 with more standard safety features, standard Wi-Fi, and wireless charging. KSL News Time 427, smaller cities and less populous states are now offering perks for workers to relocate. Wired reports that local governments in New England and in the Rust Belt are offering grants, co-working spaces, and gym memberships just for moving into the state.